Last year, Governor Rick Scott vetoed $2 million in the budget to study the polluted water in the Indian River Lagoon, where thousands of acres of seagrass were destroyed and the source of a mysterious mass animal die-off that left manatees, pelicans, and dolphins dead.
I think he understands this is a much more serious problem, perhaps, than he did last year. He saw, I think, the pushback from that announcement when that veto was announced. And, of course, the serious situation with the manatees, that's not going away anytime soon.
That's Dr. Brian LaPointe, a lead researcher at the Ford Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute in Fort Pierce. He's speaking about the $2 million in the budget Scott approved this year for the institute, aimed at helping both the St. Lucie estuary and the surrounding Indian River Lagoon, a central 4-to-156-mile estuary. It will go toward further measuring water quality in real time using what's called Land Ocean Biogeochemical Observatory, or LOBO, units, and help determine the state's next steps in helping the troubled areas. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.